Alright, Siyata Shemaya Chavra, Kovit Shabbos Kodesh, Parsi Yisrael, Kovit Purim, the 30th of Purim, no? It's not Stam. Alright, we have a lot to talk about, Chavra Shka, for coming. Let's do this together. I just think it's an important Nikud in life. Purim comes, it's like Shemak. Alright, so Parsi Yisrael, Yisrael's a big Parsha. So, everyone to the mikveh today?
Yeah.
Everyone, yeah? So posh, everyone had to go to the mikveh today. Because we're going to start with the Zohar. We're going to read from the Zohar. Siyat Hashmaya. Schus all the tzaddikim. Nothing is on my own. Schus all the mikasher to every single tzaddik that there ever was. That's who we're going to mikasher to. Alright, so we'll do it with the Perish Matok Midvash. Just on Yisro. Posh, if you should just have this, like, just to make sure that's there, you know? That we know. Everyone. Okay, so it goes like this, yeah? So this is from the Zohar, Parsha Yisro, Daf Samach Tes, Amen Aleph, yeah? Isa, Vayishma Yisro. Right? So he says, what does it mean, Vayishma Yisro? So, Kidei Lefarish, Pasuk Zeh, Pasach V'amar. Al Kein Odecha B'Gayim Hashem. That Perish Ba'avur HaGayim Shemizgayrim Odecha Hashem. That through people, through Gayrim, right? That's how Hashem gets kavod. That's how Hashem gets praised. U'l'shimcha Azamra. Right? I'm not going to translate. I'm not going to, like, go in depth, I'm just going to translate what we're reading just so we get the nekuda here, yeah? So, Shimcha Zamra. David Malka Amar Dab Ruach Kudcha. That David Malka said this be Ruach Kodesh. B'shaita dechama deha yikra dekutchabrichu. La istalik b'sliku v'la isyakar ba'ama ela misitra deshar amin. So, the Matok in Vash translates. B'sha shara ki kvodo shal kadosh baruch hu eino ola b'salas v'eino miskabit b'olam ela mitzad shar amin. Kishibam miskari modim la kadosh baruch hu. David saw that the Kavod Shemayim was only lifted in this world through the other Goyim, through the Goyim of the world, not us, right? Praising and serving and being molded to Hashem. U'maksha, v'i tema ha'kut shebrichu lo isyakar ba'alma ela b'gineihon d'Yisrael. I thought Hashem only gets praised and His Kavod gets lifted up through Klal Yisrael. So hachi hu vadai. He says, this is vadai that Hashem, of course, gets it through us. Deha Yisrael inun havu yisod dishrag lanhara. Ki nishmas Yisrael haklulos machle shi yisod haner. Heima yisod va'ikr shalash ayadam. He meira aide haman ha'mayanukvin shema'an alem. Right? So we're the ikr that we lift up the Kavod Shemayim. Aval. Kad shar amin asan ve'odan le b'shibuda the yikra the kutchabrichu. Avak shar amin ba'am modim lo. When other goyim come and they praise Hashem, u'mishabdim atzman the kvodo shal kadosh baruch hu shu hashchina, and the other goyim are mishabed themselves. They say, oh, we're going to serve Hashem. Kedain itosif yisuda the shragev istakaf al kol uvda. As when that happens, nitosif yisod shel hashchina nikra ner umischazik umiskadish al kol masav shabara. Right, then the shchina of Hashem gets stronger. Bechabur echada with one chibur with Klal Yisrael. Vishalit kutchabrichu bilechodoy ilav sata. Va'az kadosh baruch hu shalit levada l'malamata. So when other goyim, right, when the other nations come to praise and serve Hashem, that itself gives much more kavod Hashem, lifts up Hashem. Of course, where Klal Yisrael, no question, Hashem knows where the ikker. But also when the goyim also come and serve Hashem, that itself gives Hashem big nachas ruach. Kigavna. Da kol alma dechil. Fellas entered the Shabbos, no? Kigavna da kol alma dechilu ve imasa nafal ilayu mikame kutch brichu. Kein ze. Kol bene olam nafal lam pachat ve ima milafne kutch brachu. Be'ez sheshamu hakvuro she'asav v'nisim vanisim shal kriyas yamsav. Right? All the goyim, when they heard about kriyas yamsav, they were all terrified from Hashem. Ve kevan de asa yisro. The ihu komra al ilah the chol tan achrinin. V'kevan shabal yisro shaya hakomer hagadol shekol kim achirim isgar. Basically, Yisro was the pope. If we're not clear about this, he was mamish, like he served every single avodah zarah. So he was a big person in the world. So when Yisro himself, who was like mamish the pope, came and he was meshabed himself to Hashem, kidein is taka v'shal yirka the kutchabrichu al kola. That gave the biggest nachas and the biggest kavod to Hashem. Mamish the total opposite. Came to give cover to Hashem. Begin the whole alma kad shamu shama gevurase the kachabrichu. Lefisha kola olam shamu shama gevuraso shakadosh baruch hu nizazeya. The whole world shook. Vekulu havu mistaken be Yisro. Diu chakim v'ravi mana the whole tone the alma. And they all looked to Yisro because why? Yisro was like the highest of them all. Yisro was their guy, right? Kevan the Chamud Iu also Palach Le the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kevan Shira'u Shu Bo Vinskay Avad Kodesh Baruch Hu. Since the guy himself, the Yisrael himself, came and he converted and he started to serve Hashem. Vamar Ataya Dati Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol Kim. Kedain Kulu Israchaku Mipuchenehon V'Yedu Deleisbon Mamasho. What happened? When they saw Yisrael, all the other Goyim also said, okay, if Yisrael throws away his idols, they all threw away their idols also, and they all came to serve Hashem. Kedei nisyakir yikra deshim the kadisha the kutcher brichu b'chol sitrin. As nisgada kavod shemo shekadosh baruch hu b'chol tzadim. Every single nekuda that could have been kavod shemayim for Hashem, all got lifted up. Va'al da, israshim parshasa da b'oraisa. Va'al kein nirshama parsha zu b'torah al shemo shel Yisrael. Vishirusa de parsha have baby Yisrael. Vechein tchilas a parsha mitchila vayishma Yisrael. So because of this, that's why Yisrael had a parsha called after him. Why? Because the greatest kavod shemayim came to Yisrael, came to Hashem through Yisrael dropping his idols, through the Pope mom is dropping his idols and coming to serve Hashem. Okay, siyat shemayim. That's the Zohar, chaver. Such a schus, no, to be zochar to read that. We don't really have any idea what that just did for our neshama. Should be good. Should be a schus for Klai, a schus for Rashbi. We're gonna say remez on Rashbi also. That's why it's all about Rashbi tonight, right? So, just on the side, I met this guy last night who's my neighbor. So he like knocked on the door and he was going upstairs. But anyway, I opened the door. So he's going upstairs. I'm like, what's your name? His name was like Yisrael Gal. And I was like, you're for sure like Bomer guy, no? He's like, I'm actually, no, I'm not. I was like, you can't have the last name Gal and not be like Bomer guy, you know? So that's just a side note. That's, you know what I mean? You're just a Gal. You're not into it. Of course he's a Rashi guy. Right? So here we go. Okay, so you see, what just said about Yisro is that this week's Parsha is that Hashem has covered Shemayim. We spoke about this last week also, that the greatest covered Shemayim comes through Yisro, this week's Parsha. The Iker now is that covered Shemayim, right? So in the Gemara Megillah, it says about Haman, that I'm going to say in English, that no one knew how to speak good, right? No one knew how to speak as good Lashon Hara as Haman. Haman was the worst, he spoke the greatest Lashon Hara ever. What did he say? He said like this. So now, let's go to step two. Kisveari. Everyone went to the mikvah. Vadai. And if you didn't go to the mikvah, you start doing tshuva now. Says the Ari says like this, in Shar Kavanos, in Purim. Vinoda. Ki Haman HaRasha, Haya Astrologer Gagadol. He was a huge astrologer. Kinoda Be'inyan Vayipol Pur, Hu Agorol Miyom Liyom. Right? He was a big astrologer. Befrat, Mashkasev. They were all the klipos, right? And whatever this is in Pnimius, you should all try to figure out this in. It's a beginning of Purim in Pnimius, is that during the time of Purim there was a lessening of the Hashgacha of Hashem on the world, and Haman knew that. It's called Shena. So what did Haman say? He said, Givadik, Hashem's not watching them now. Givadik, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. This was Haman. Haman knew what was going on. Right? V'zesot inyan v'yichuach Haman im Achashverosh. Now this is why Haman and Achashverosh, they got together, right? Im yale biyadam eitzazu. V'heshiv lo Haman. So Achashverosh said, is it going to work? I don't know. So Haman said, what? Yeshno am echad mefuzer mefurad. So he said, yeshno am echad. So v'darshi razal, yashen hu ha'elokash elohem. That Haman said, you want to know why I know we're going to win? Is because the God of Klai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, is sleeping. That's what Haman's taina was. It's called Dormita. Haman said to Achashverosh, we're going to win this. Why? Because Hashem's sleeping right now. Okay? Which means that what? That there's no Kavod Shemayim. It means Hashem's like Chas V'Shalom in a way. He's dead. Right? There's no Kavod Shemayim coming right now. And Hashem's sleeping. So we know we said about Amalek last week at the end of the Parsha. We said about Amalek, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. Right? Melcham Hashem B'Hashem B'Amalek B'Amalek Dor. Right? So remember we saw Rashi last week. Yad Al Kes Ka is that Kes is missing the Aleph of Kisei and Ka is missing the Vav Ke of Yud Ke Vav Ke. So Rashi said as long as the Malik's in the world, the Shame of Hashem and the Kisei of Hashem are not Shalim. They're not complete. Which means that what? That as long as the Malik's in the world, there's no Kavod Shemayim in Bishlemas. The whole idea of Malik is they block away Kavod Shemayim, the Kisei. Right? When you think about a king, you think about the king sitting on his Kisei with a crown. So imagine he doesn't have his kisei. Then there's no kavod. Right? And if he doesn't have his name, his name's half erased, there's no kavod. So Malik's whole inyan is that they try to take away kavod shemayim. So listen to this mamish. This is mamish unbelievable. Svi the tzaddik. much firm. So it's not just like it's like automatic, you know? So Tzvi Tzadik says like this. So we know that Haman wasn't the only Rasha. Ahasuerus is also as big a Rasha as Haman, right? He also wanted to get rid of the Klal Yisrael. So Tzvi Tzadik and his Mamar Mechodesh Adar, Mamar Dad, Megillas Esther. So he says that, it's interesting, Ahasuerus in the Megillah itself is spelled in three different ways. Sometimes he's spelled Ahasuerus with two vavs, right? This is a cool idea to know. Sometimes he's spelled Ahasuerus with only one vav, and towards the end of the Megillah he's spelled Ahasuerus with no vavs at all, right? He's spelled at the end as Aleph Ches Shin Re Shin, right? So there's the Chaser, and then there's the Chaser the Chaser. Okay, so first of all, he asked at the beginning, what's going on with what is Ahasuerus, right? What is that name Ahasuerus, right? So listen to what Tzvi Tzadik says. He says like this. So we know that Amalek's whole Indian is they have a grasp on the letters Aleph of the Kisei and letters Vavke of the Shem Hashem. So listen to this. Mamash Panayasi Bachavar, this is unbelievable. Shekain, Ahasuerosh, right, spelled Chaser de Chaser. Notrikon, Sar, he's like a Sar, he's like a Shofet, he's like how do you say Sar? Like an officer upon Echad, Chamesh, Sheish. Follow that? Ahasuerosh is no trikon, is Rashi Tevos, right? Ahasuerosh is spelled like this. Aleph Ches Shin Re Shin. Okay? So that is the same osios as Sar Echad Chamesh Sheish. That he's an officer over 1, 5, and 6. What's 1, 5, and 6? Echad is Aleph, Chamesh is Hey, and Sheish is Vav. That Ahasuerosh was part of this inyan of blocking out the Kisei and blocking out the Shem Hashem himself. Liram is Sherruso Ushlitaso, who bekoach achiza kitzas tekitzas be haalef da kisei v'gam be hey da vav da shem anichbar baruch hu baruch shemo. Right? See that what Ahasuerosh is part of this inyan also. Ahasuerosh, like we saw from the Ari HaKadosh, is that Ahasuerosh also teamed up with Haman. He was part of that Amalek tuma. That what he also tried to block that out. Is that not unbelievable to see that? Right? And now he says like this. That the beginning of the Megillah is very interesting. It says, Vahiv me Ahasuerosh, hu Ahasuerosh. What? Vahiv me Ahasuerosh, hu Ahasuerosh. Why are you telling me, first of all, why are you repeating it? B, what does it mean, hu Ahasuerosh? So then this. Metar Tzakasav, what does it mean, hu Ahasuerosh? Hu Daika. Why who? Varatzon, Sheshama Kagaris, Lehim Lichoso. Shrome is the Asvan. Who is the osios vav hey ulaos aleph? It's the osios is what? It's the letters that Amalek blocks out. That's who Ahasuerosh. Because this was Ahasuerosh's whole thing. Is he blocks out the kisei and he blocks out the Shem Hashem. V'zeh hu daika Ahasuerosh. Asher alkein shafer hiskel vayhi shehu lashon tsar. Right? Why start vayhi achmech? Because vayhi is lashon tsar. The chisron Hashem vakisei hanizkar b'mtzasi nikasam. During that time, as tokef hagolus v'shlitas haman zera malik imach shemo shuhu ikra tzar ad shiazor hashem yisbarach sheimcha zara shamalik v'yashem shalim v'kisei shalom meher minu amin. But we see what? That again, Ahasuerosh, is this not unbelievable? This is mamash nevuah, no? That Ahasuerosh's whole inyan was this also. Who Ahasuerosh? He was part of his team. What? No kavod shemayim. As long as there's no kavod shemayim, we're good. Right? This is the inyan that they wanted to block out. So, we go, think about what is the day of the year? That's the Iker Kavod Shemayim. It's all about Kavod Shemayim. It's obviously about Uman, right? Rosh Hashanah. You can't say Rosh Hashanah without saying Uman, no? I said to my wife last night, I'm like, it's like, listen, 8 months till Rosh Hashanah. She's like, no, please don't start. I was like, what, nothing, I'm just excited for Rosh Hashanah, new beginning, you know? So day of Kavod Shemayim is Rosh Hashanah, right? What's Rosh Hashanah called? It's called Yom HaZikaron. Right? Everything about Zichron Trua, if you look in Svarim, everything is about Zikaron. It's called Yom HaZikaron. Right? So let's see, what does that have to do with the Malik? So again, let's go back to the Tzvi Tzadik. It says on page Resh Mem Beis. Resh Mem Beis, we'll come back to the Gematria Resh Mem Beis in a second as to what that is. That was the Resh Mem Beis, Gematria Baal Malik, so maybe that's why we're learning here. So it says like this. What's the Indian of Zachar with a Malik? Everything's in the union of Zachar with Malik. Parsha Zachar, the Parsha of erasing Malik is called Parsha Zachar. The whole Nekuda of a Malik is that in it. Why? Because Ba'a Malik, right? We know it says, Melchama Hashem Ba'a Malik Dor Dor. So Ba'a Malik is Gematria exactly Zechira, 242, Tzvi Tzadik says. So the whole union of that Melchama, b'amalek is dafka this inyan of zechira, right? So if you think, what's the mitzvah of amalek? It says what? Zachar is asher asalecha amalek, right? And then it says also lo sishkach, right? Devarim chafhei yidzayin 3-10. So hold on. What's the obvious question? You told me zachor, and now you're saying lo sishkach. That the whole nekuda of amalek is in this inyan of zachor, right? To not forget about them, right? And we see what Rosh Hashanah is all about, this inyan of zechira, yom hazikaron. So happens to be that what else did we say on the Gemara in Beitza speaks about he speaks about Rosh Hashanah. It says the one of the code names for Rosh Hashanah is Bakesa Liyom Chagenu, right? So it's the month that the moon is covered, which means that what? It's Rosh Chodesh, right? Toso says it over there also in Beitza, right? So it says like this: Bakesa Liyom Chagenu is Rosh Hashanah. So Bakesa Liyom Chagenu, Rumsin says Gematria exactly 240 is Gematria exactly a Malik. That's where Amalek shows up in Rosh Hashanah. From Dafka, from day one, the Kesa, Dafka Kisoy again. Like we said before, what? They block out things. They block out the Aleph and the Vav and the Hey. That's what Kesa means, right? So, Bekesa Yom Chagenu is Gematria Amalek. And Bekesa Yom Chagenu is Rosh Hashanah. So, from day one of the year, also, already, you're at battle with who? You're at battle with Amalek. So, what's the battle starting with at from day one? The battle that starts from day one is Zechir. Dafka, from Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to be Mamshech Zikaron for the whole year from Rosh Hashanah. But Amalek attacks that from day one. No Zechira, no Zechira. That's what they attack as hard as they can. Right? So it goes like this. That the Inyan of Kavod Shemayim, which is all the whole Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, is that the Inyan that you have to be maki that, you have to be maski that the whole year. Always be remembering Kavod Shemayim. Take that with you everywhere. So Tzitzalak said like this. That what's the obvious question? We said before, if you have Zachar already, then why didn't you tell me Lo Sishkach, no? Well, you told me Zachar, you're not telling me don't forget, I know already, remember. So no, why? Because there is a difference. If I tell you, oh, do you remember what we did 5 years ago, right? That means you didn't remember it for the past 5 years. So Nakuda this, you might think Zachar the battle of Amalek, okay, so I'll remember it one time a day. No, Lo Sishkach, don't ever forget it. Every single second it has to be on your mind. Zachar, Lo Sishkach. Always, they go together. Why? Because if you have one lapse, 1 second that you forget about Amalek, boom, that's a nekuda. Rosh Hashanah, if you forget about Kavod Shemayim for 1 second, right? Then what? What are you doing? Right? Shvisi Hashem Nisam, always tell me. If you forget about that for 1 second, you can't. So that's why it's Zachor and it's Lo Sishkach at the same time. Can't forget about them 1 second, right? Always have to be on your game with them. So it goes like this. And that's what he says. V'zeh sod melchama l'Hashem ba'amalek daika. She'ola be'emes l'mispar zechira. That's exactly gematria zechira. Shuhu ha'ikra melchama. La'aroch karav oso imo leval yapil osanu lebechinas ha'shikha. The whole Indian of Amalek wants to fall to shikha. Right? Shikha, shachach, is osios choshech. They want us to fall to darkness, right? V'zeh keis ka melchama l'Hashem. Keis ka daika. She'kein ikr shorsho da'yichud ha'zkira yotze min Hashem yudkei. So he says from Mishnah's Chassidim that the main place Zechira, that comes from Osios Yud K. And that's the Afka, what they work on. Va'avein kol zeh heitiv. V'yavru od herbe, right? And they says, Me'ata zehi zachor. Eis asher lecha amalek. Hainu, she'ikr asher asa lecha amalek hu ha'zechira. She'ama l'umas ha'yichra zechira. The ikr is what? To destroy amalek is Zechira. That's the nekuda. By you remembering them, by you zachor, by you having that in mind, that itself is what wipes away amalek. Yeah? So now we said like this. We said the two Oivim, like the Ari HaKadosh said, who came together was Achashverosh and Haman together. The Iker is those are the two bad people, right? So that's like this. That the Inyan is that there's a Pasuk in Korach that says Zikaron Livnei Yisrael, right? Zikaron Livnei Yisrael comes up in Torah. So that's a Zikaron, that all of Klai Yisrael says Zikaron. So Achashverosh Haman is Gematria 916, is Gematria exactly Zikaron Livnei Yisrael. That the way you fight verse Amalek, Haman, and Achashverosh is Dafka Zikaron Livnei Yisrael. That all of Klal Yisrael has to have this. Meaning what? B'shem Klal Yisrael. But if you forget the Zechira, if you forget that for 1 second, that's where Haman and Achashverosh get into. That's how they penetrate in. You have to be careful for that. That's why it keeps coming up everywhere. Zachar, 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 Zachar. Why? Because you have to mamash remind yourself all the time. Don't let Amalek get into me. Right? So if you think about it, the Indian of Rosh Hashanah is what? Is that especially if you go to Uman, right? If you Zohar go to Uman next year, right? In the Klois, huge signs. Everywhere it says Hamelech. Mamash, huge signs. Hamelech, Hamelech, Hamelech. It's the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah. It's Hamelech, right? Dafkas. Everyone screams that you stop. The Shliach Tzibur stops. And then by Hamelech, right? Everyone knows that. So Hamelech's Gematria Haman. Right? 95. Why? Because that's the Nakuda that Haman tries to block out. No. There's no Hamelech. Haman tries to block that out. What's the whole Nakuda of Purim? Right? If you look in some Megillas, on the top of every column, some Megillas, what does it say on top of every column? Hamelech. The biggest word in the whole Megillah is Hamelech. Why? Because we know when it says Hamelech Stam in the Megillah, it's talking about the Malkus Shel Olam. But you see what? Hamelech is the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah, and now Hamelech is the whole Indian of Purim. You see a Sheikh is again of Purim and Rosh Hashanah. Why? It's the Indian of Yom HaZikaron comes to Purim. Because that's where Haman tries. That's what Haman tries to mess us up at. Right? So the Indian of Purim, we know, Purim is a time of Hastara. How many times does it say Hashem's name in the Megillah? Zero times. Right? There's Ramazan to it, but zero times. Why? Because it's all Benister. Everything's Benister when it comes to Purim. Which happens to be also like this. Like, sorry, I didn't say the Remez. I'll say it for you now. It doesn't have so much to do with it here, but we said that everything with Purim is Nister. Which means it's time of Pnimius also. Right? Time of Sisrei Torah. So that's why Achashverosh plus Haman is Gematria also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That the way you destroy Achashverosh Haman is that what Amalek says, like we said last week, you can learn Torah, but no Pnimius. Nothing deep. But the way you destroy that is Dafka Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is Gematria, Achashverosh, and Haman. Why? Because Purim is the time of Hastar, it's time of Nister. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Nister. Right? That's the Zohar, that's Kabbalah. Right? So it goes like this. Also, Peleg El Kim, right? Every day matches up. For example, you'll have, the Pesach, the first day of Pesach will always be when Tisha B'Av is, right? You familiar with this, Indian? And Shavuos will be when this is. So Peleg is remembered as Peleg is Pei is Purim, and Lam Gimel is Lag B'Omer. That whenever Purim is, that's when Lag B'Omer is going to be. For example, last year, Purim was, when was Purim last year?
Thursday.
Last year, Lag B'Omer was Thursday. This year, Purim is every day, so Lag B'Omer will be every day, right? So that's the Indian. So you see, again, a shaykhs of this Indian of getting to the panemius of it, right? So the whole Indian of Purim is Benister. Like we say, we know the Hastara Besoch Hastara, like it says, right? Hastir Astir Panai. Hastir Astir Panai. Astir, again, is also what Astir is Esther. Like Dari says also, is a whole Kavana, that Esther, you have to spell Esther, Astir. 671, right? So what's this Indian now of the double Hastara, right? Hastara should be so Hastara. So basically, the Indian of Gullus, Pras, Rav Matal said of the night, is that it was a double Gullus. It was a Gullus within a Gullus. Why? Because A, we're in Gullus, but at least sometimes we know Hashem's with us. But here, it was rearing Gullus, and we had no idea that Hashem was there. Like Haman said before, there was no Ashkacha on Klal Yisrael. Right? So that's why Yirmi Ginsburg said the other night to Rav Matal, he said, Gullus times 2 is Gematria 878. So he said, I don't know what to do with that. Gullus times 2 is 878. So Rav Matal said to him, he's like, yeah, new, and he's like, you don't know? And he's like, no, I don't know. So he said, Gullus times 2, 878. Shushan Habira is also Gematria 878. That in Shushan Habira, which was the capital of Achashverosh's old town, which was the whole Nes of Purim started, that was what? That was Gullus times 2. That was the double Gullus. That itself, in Shushan Habira, was the Astar Shabbos Hastara.
Purim times 2. There's a remnant of Purim times 2.
Is
Shabbos plus Yayin.
3336. Okay, Shabbos and Yayin, good. So that's the Kavana this week, Chevron. When we drink our Yayin on Shabbos, Purim times 2. But you see this Indian now, of the Gullus times 2, the Hastara Shebesoch Hastara was Dafka when in Shushan Abira. But we know, like Reb Nachman famously says in Torah Nun Vav in Likud Maran, that Vafil Bahastara Shebesoch Hastara, Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. Even in that place, what? Vadai, Hashem is that place. Right, so even in this lowness of Shushan Habira, which is the Hastara Shebesoch Hastara, 100 billion%, Hashem is right there. Right. So Haman thought that Hashem's sleeping. Oh, perfect, we have a time to get them. But he didn't know that Hashem works b'derech Nister, and Dafka now is where Hashem was working everything b'pnimius. How do we know this? That Hashem, Haman said Hashem is mamish dead, Hashem chas shalom. Hashem's mamish sleeping chas shalom. Then you know what? Purim comes to be maki, what? Hashem's mamish alive. Kel chai v'kayim. Hashem's mamish living God. That's why kel chai v'kayim is gematria exactly other. Because an other is when you come to that akar, that what? Hashem's mamish alive. You look around, so many people look like, oh, when they say to Marv, kel chai v'kayim, tamin lochalinu, mamish, how do you not have a spash to gashvi? So you kel chai v'kayim. Hashem's mamish alive. We say it 3 times in davening. We say it in Shachar's twice, and we say it here. Right? Also, we happen to say Kel Chai V'Kayim Ram V'Nisa, right? In the morning. So Kel Chai V'Kayim is Gematria Adar, then Ram is Gematria Malik. So when you're Makir, so it goes like this. When you're Makir, that's Kel Chai V'Kayim Ram V'Nisa Gad V'Norah, that Hashem takes Ram, He takes a Malik, wipes it out, and turns a Malik into Ram. It gives a Hisoris to Hashem. But the thing is that what we have to be Makir, that Hashem's Mamish alive. Like we say, Adar, I think the Ma'ori Naim and the B'nai Yisrael says, Adar is Osios Aleph Dar. That what? That the Aluf Shalom, Hashem is dar with us. He's mamash alive. Lehefach, and then Ahapachu, what Haman said. Haman called out Hashem, you're sleeping. Hashem came on and said, I'm mamash alive. What? B'derech Hastara. Even more Pneumius. B'derech Pneumius, I'm alive and I'm on fire. That's how Hashem works. And the greatest Kavod Shemayim comes out from Purim. Why? To know that even when it looks like Hashem's not there, Dafka, to know that Hashem's even there at that time, that's the greatest Kavod Shemayim. Alright? So that's why in the Gemara Megillah, In when it goes with the Agarta and Yid Aleph and Aleph, it goes through all these different Rebbeim that Pesach Lahai Pisa. They all gave like their introduction speech into the Megillah, right? So it's like this: Rabbi Yochanan Pesach La Pisa Mehai Pasuk. He came from this pasuk. It says Ra'u Chol Af Se'aretz Esi Shua Selokenu. This is how he started his drasha on the Megillah. Why? He says, why? When's Ra'u Chol Af Se'aretz Esi Shua Selokenu? That the whole world saw the Yeshua of Hashem. B'mei Mordechai v'Esther. What? When the whole entire world saw it. What does Rashi say there? That the Dover was Megala to all the nations of the world. What? Why? Because there was said in Igeret, a letter was sent out to everyone. That what? The whole world knew about. Ra'u Cholaf Se'aretz. Every single being in this world knew what about the Nes of Purim. The greatest Kavod Shemayim comes out when? Dafgan Purim. Lehefach again of what Haman said. The greatest Kavod Shemayim in the world is that what? The Yeshua that Hashem had for us on Purim. Right? Okay, so now listen to this. This is mamish. It's so good. It's so sweet. It's in the Kutim Aran, Torah Yud Zayin. Right? Paragraph Yud Zayin. I don't know which one it is. It's in paragraph Hey. Right, towards the middle. It's like this. Ready this? Ready, Chavra? It says, V'zeh b'chinas v'yimatzei kasev asher higid Mordechai. It says Esther Vav. So Mordechai hu b'chinos ha'kfir b'avodah zarah. Mordechai was kofar in all of Avodah Zarah, yeah? Like it says, Ish Yehudi. Kemosh Amar Rabbeinu Zechon Bracha, Kol HaKofar Ba'akum Nikri Yehudi. Whoever's kofar in Avodah Zarah is called Yehudi. That's why Mordechai was called Mordechai Ish HaYehudi. Hainu Sheadibur Shehigin Mordechai Shem Diburim Shal Kfir HaSakum. He only spoke about Kfir HaSakum. Heim Nechtavim Ba'avir Ad Shenimsa Kasim Sereim Kanal. So he says that the inyan was, is that it's a davar you do in the world. A lot of times, Gerim, right, they come to Mizgayer. And so I heard this from Rav Nassim Maimon. Is a lot of times the rabbi asked him, like, why? He says, I don't know. I started seeing this crazy stuff in my own book. Started seeing kfira. So I'm telling you, look this up. A lot of gerim come to Mizgayer because they say they saw like things that didn't make sense in their own Bible, in their own books. They saw kfira. Vayimatzei kasev asher higid Mordechai, shadiburim asher higid Mordechai, the diburim that Mordechai himself said, shein diburi emuna shal tzadik emes, nintza kasev b'sifreim. That Mordechai, whatever it was, he affected the avir. With how he was speaking, he was Megayer Gerim. Ki hadibur shal tzadik halach l'merachok. Says why? Because when a tzadik speaks, his words travel very far. Ad shenichta v'nechkak sham b'sfreim. It was in their own sfarim. That the words of Mordechai, all of a sudden they see in stiras, like, wow, this doesn't match up. She'ayidei zeh nimtza b'sfreim hefech emunasam. They found something, let's say it says you have to believe in this one. It started saying, oh, you have to believe in Moshe. Hold on a second, it doesn't fit. Why? How'd this happen? Why? Because when Mordechai would speak about kefir and Avodah Zarah, he'd speak about emuna. What? He's a megayer gerim through that. Because the word of a tzaddik, mamish, breaks through the rikim. V'zehu, this one means, v'yimatzei kasev asher higid Mordechai, kanal. V'azai, kishabam elo akum motzim sham hefech munasam, mizeh nasa gerim. And from this came gerim. Right? V'chinas, this is why it says in Esther, v'rabim me'ame ha'aretz misyadim. All these goyim started to become Jewish. Sharabim me'agoyim nasu gerim. Purim also had all these gerim. Why did we start off from the Zohar? What's the biggest Kavod Shemayim? From Yisrael. Why? Because Yisrael's a ger. Yeah? But that was Yisrael. Right? I think this is Purim. Rabim me'ame aretz me'siyadim. Everyone was coming Jewish. Again, is there a greater Kavod Shemayim like we saw from the Zohar Kaddish? The greatest Kavod Shemayim is gerim. Also, during Purim, everyone left and right is becoming a ger. It's unbelievable. Think of this. The nekuda that comes from Purim, mamash kavod shemayim. Like we said last week, a person could have a lot of Torah, a lot of Voda, a lot of Gemilas Fadim. But if you don't have kavod shemayim with what you're doing, that's mamish haman amalik. Haman Amalek is all about no Kavod Shemayim. The whole Inyan of Purim, it's his Gabbas of Kavod Shemayim comes out. It's Gabbas of Rosh Hashanah comes out. That's why if you daven Marav, especially by Rabbi Cohen, it's so pasha why you blow a shofar. Because it's Rosh Hashanah. No? It's Hashem. We should look at daven Marav this year with shofars, right? But again, we see from this that what happens? The greatest Kavod Shemayim comes out. Why? Because all these people are being coming here. So now let's read the beginning of Torah Yudal and the Kudim Ram. Listen to this, everyone. Mamash, unbelievable. Ready? Goes like this. V'efshar l'halo says a kavod el yadei Torah's chesed. He says, the only way, Rav Nachman says, the only way that you can lift up Kavod Shemayim is through Torah's chesed. Torah's chesed, amru chachmini sechon ravacha, zehu halome Torah amenas alamda, ki ze ikr kvodo. Kimove bezoar, b'shaita d'shar akum, asyan vodan kach brichu, when other goyim come to praise Hashem, kidein istalik v'isyakar shimet kach brichu, ilav ala v'sata. B'shaita amar yisro, atay dati. Like we said before, and that's the greatest Kavod Shemayim that comes in the world. Right? Nimsa, Zehu Kvodo. This is the Kavod Shemayim. Kishibene Adam, Shei Michutza Kedusha, Mikarvin is Atzim of Nimi Kedusha. When people who are outside of Kedusha, when they come into Kedusha, Hein Game Shemagarin, Hein Bali Tshuva. Shagam Heim Hayim Bichutz. Ukshemikarvin Machnisim Masam Lifnim, when Bali Tshuva. And when Geir come in, Zeh Kvodo. That's the greatest Kavod Shemayim. Okay, so you say, okay, but we're not Geir. So what about for me? How does it work for me? So this isn't the kids of the Kudim Aram. It says like this. Alkein. Tzarech kol adam l'shtadam ma'ol l'karev ha'rechokim l'ashayim yisbarach. You have to be a karev rechokim. Why? Because this gives Kavod Shemayim. V'gam. Ein lo adam lomar eich ani yichol es karev l'ashayim yisbarach ein rechok kol kach adei ruba ma'isim ram. For me, I feel so rechok from Hashem. No? How many things did I do that make me so far from Hashem? He says, no. A person should never say that. Why? Ki adraba. Kol mashu rachok bi yoser. However far you think you are from Hashem, that I want to be this and I'm not that, and I think I'm rachok, al yado yisgad l'kavod Hashem yisbarach bi yoser. Kishi yistada l'shuv l'sgad l'lev yisbarach. You have to know, chevra, when we try to mekarev ourselves to Hashem, we try to come closer to Hashem. Start, you know, right now I learned for 2 hours, I want to learn 2 hours in a minute. You know the kavod shemayim that comes out of that? Ki ze ikr kod yisbarach. When we feel rachok and we say, you know what, I have to be a karev, I have to come closer, that's Kavod Shemayim. That's the Iker Kavod Shemayim. Not just for a ger, not just, we're all Balei Tshuva also. David Melech is Iker Balei Tshuva, and we're all, if David Melech is Balei Tshuva, how much more so for us? We don't realize, for us also, Purim shayach to us. Why? Because when we mechabit Purim, which is the day of Kavod Shemayim, that itself is adding Kavod Shemayim on top of Kavod Shemayim. Right? So you say, okay, why you keep talking about Kavod Shemayim? Let's talk about something else. Because what didn't say Pirkei Avos? Lo bara ela lichvodo. The whole reason Hashem created the world was just for kavod. So how much more so when you have an opportunity to tap into kavod, do you have to jump on it and go all in? Go all in, mamish. All right, that's Kavod Shemayim. So pass me a sitter, please. All right. So listen this, chavra. Says in Pirkei Avos. Right. I think it's the first parak. Mishnah Gimel, maybe is it? All right. It says like this. Antigonus ishsoko kibel mishimon atzadik hu hayomer. At you kavadim hamisham shinas harav al menas lekavah pras. You shouldn't be the avadim who serve their master to get a prize. Ela hayu heve hayu kavadim hamisham shinas shalom menas lekavah pras. Rather, you should be like the avadim who don't serve Hashem to lekavah pras. So what the Indian is here to learn the Shema, right? This is the Shema for what? For Kavod Shemayim. But you have to be medayik in the words, like Ruben said last year. What does it say? Lo kavadam hasham shas harav amenas lekavel pras. What's pras? Pras umadai. What? The gullus of Purim. Is that the whole klipa of pras umadai is what? Pras. Everything's about the pras, it's about the pies. No kavod shemayim. It's about you getting your kavod. That's pras. But what? Ela ave kavadam hasham shas harav shelo amenas lekavel pras. That what? You don't want pras. You want no shaykhus to pras. Prasamadai. You want nothing with that. The Ikers want Davka Kavod Shemayim. To stay away from this. You see Davka in Pirkei Avos itself. Pras. Where does it come up? Pras. What's Pras? Prasamadai is what? No Kavod Shemayim. But our whole Indian is what? No. Only Kavod Shemayim. Davka to be such like a Bagaiva in Kavod Shemayim. To what? To make sure that Hashem is Kavod Shemayim. Hashem Malach Geyus Lavesh. Hashem wears Gaiva. But Gaiva is the one we're Mechabed Hashem. That's what gives Hashem his Kavod. Right? From us. That's how it comes, Chevra. When we're Mechaber Hashem, in the yeshiva, that not everyone always learns the Kavod Shemayim. But when you learn the Kavod Shemayim, you don't understand. That's an ore that comes down that Hashem says, I know I have a place here now. That's the nekuda, like we said from Yisrael before. When Bali Tshuva start to serve Hashem, that's the Iker Kavod. Of course, we always have to come back to Shabbos Kiddush. Right? We say every Shabbos in Kiddusha, say Kivodo Mali Olam. Right? The Afghan Shabbos say that. Kivodo Mali Olam. What? That the whole world is full of the Kavod Shemayim. So what does that have to do with Purim? So when does the Nes of Purim starts? The Nes of Purim starts when... It starts from way back when. But in the Megillah itself, Benigla, is when Achshveros sends for Vashti. Right? Yeah? Right? That's when everything starts clicking. That's the first time he calls Mamuchan. So if you look, it's in Pasuk Yud. What does he say? How does Pasuk Yud start? B'yom HaShvi'i Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. Dafka what? B'yom HaShvi'i. What's Yom HaShvi'i? Shabbos Kodesh. Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. Shabbos Yayin, Purim times two, like Rav Berger said. What do you see though? B'yom HaShvi'i Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. All of a sudden, Yom HaShvi'i comes, things start kicking. Shabbos Kodesh comes, things start kicking, Chevra. We have 4 weeks till Purim. Right? 4 weeks till Purim. Already next week is already Birchas HaChodesh. Right? Shabbos Mevarchim Adar. Chevra, we have no idea. The way we get to Purim is Dafka Shabbos. We say about Shabbos, Techila L'mikrai Kodesh. It's the first of Kodesh. First of Kedusha. Chevra, the Iker now of Kavod Shmai, Kavod Amali Olam, is obviously through our Avodah, through our Torah, Gnil Shadim, but it's also through being Nechazik HaShabbosim right now. Shabbos is the Nekuda that got the whole Nes of Purim started. So for us also, to start tapping into this Nes of Purim, which is what Kavod Shmayim, start tapping into us, everything has to be about Shabbos now. Shabbos is always Givaldik, but even more so now. Shabbos is even more Givaldik. So that's the Nekuda, Chevra. Kavod Shmayim, like we said, from the Zohar Kaddish, from the Ariya Kaddish, Rabbeinu, Tzadik, Rav Matel, Rav Rubenstein, right? The whole Indian is what? Just Kavod Shmayim. So to remind yourself, Zechira comes what? Zachor. Remember, Yom HaZikaron. What's Yom Zikaron? Oh, Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? Oh, Givaldik, Kavod Shmayim, HaMelech. Remind yourself that when you're remembering a Malik, make something that you have. Like you have a reminder every 2 seconds on your phone. Oh, no, okay, not that crazy. But make yourself a reminder somewhere. You know, in the front of your Gemara, in the front of the Kutmaran, right? Zachor. Right, that Lo Seshkach. Remind yourselves why, and then it's going to take us back. Hold on, Kavod Shmayim. When you're loaded with Kavod Shmayim, then what? Amalek has nothing. They can't control us at all. But this is the Nekuda, Chevra. Kavod Shmayim. Kavod Amali Olam. So this is it. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Kavod Purim, Kavod Tzadikim, Kavod Mordechai, Kavod Esther. Shizocher for that day of Kavod Shmayim. The Melochal Ars Kavodot, that day Yom Shkul Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kavodesh, Shabbos Kavodesh. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,